Stop Callous and Connor cutting train ticket office closures. Josie Shelley, Stafford Socialist Party. For far too long this government has shown its utter contempt, not only to working class people as a whole, but especially to disabled people. From vicious work capability assessments to their latest closures of railway station ticket offices. I fully support Transport Union RMT in its ongoing industrial action. After talking to various RMT members who have assisted me on my journeys over the last few months, I know they are fighting for far more than just pay. So, I was heartened to hear Mick Lynch, the General Secretary of the RMT, defending the need for ticket offices, and how they are vital to people such as those who are visually impaired. As a registered blind person, it was nice to finally feel heard. With just a small amount of sight, I rely heavily on public transport. As bus services have been cut in my area to the bone, I have relied more heavily on rail services. Over the years, I have noticed a decline in the number of staff on hand at stations. Consequently, my reliance on the staff at ticket offices has increased. This isn't only to purchase a ticket, but also to ask for train times and platform numbers, etc. If I book passenger assistance, the ticket office is often my point of contact, so they know I've arrived. What about? People reading this may ask, what about booking online, or using digital ticket points? Smartphone transport apps very rarely allow for accessibility modifications. So, for me, are unusable. Digital ticket points are the same, no accessibility enhancements. Also, ticket points are quite often very low down, to cater to people in wheelchairs, etc. So, if like me, you have to literally have your nose up to the screen, I usually end up having to squat down near the floor. This is not only uncomfortable, but very degrading, and makes me feel self-conscious. My sight issues are very complex, and change day to day. So ambient light conditions can have differing effects accordingly. They are either too bright or not bright enough. So using digital screens is even more of a challenge. As I can't see the schedule boards either, if I want up-to-date train information, then the ticket office is often my go-to place, as it is easier to find than a staff member on a lot of occasions. If ticket offices were to close, then travel for me would be so difficult, that I would be further isolated than I already am from going to different places. So, I urge everyone to support the RMT in its ongoing industrial action.